This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A judge has sentenced former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer Derek Chauvin to 22½ years in prison for the murder of George Floyd. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
It was less than what the prosecution wanted and much more than what the defense had hoped for. 22½ years in prison for the officer who kept his knee on George Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes as the dying man begged for help. Judge Peter Cahill imposed the sentence, as heard on Court TV.
Based on your abuse of a position of trust and authority, and also the particular cruelty shown to George Floyd.
Chauvin, who didn't speak at his trial, briefly addressed the Floyd family.
Give my condolences to the Floyd family. There's going to be some other information in the future that would be of interest. And I hope things will give you some peace of mind.
Chauvin, wearing a face mask, had no visible reaction to the sentence. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers continue to look for survivors of a collapsed building near Miami, Florida, that has left at least 4 people dead and scores of others missing. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The wait is so difficult for Joshua Spiegel, whose mom Judy is missing.
We understand it's going to be an extremely long process and that this excavation may take weeks, if not longer, and We're going to be here fighting every second.
As to what caused the deadly collapse, Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take plenty of time to find that out.
Anyone who was affected by this directly wants that answer, but also we need to know, is this a bigger issue or is this something unique to the building?
First responders are using dogs and microphones in an effort to find people. I'm Shelley Antler.
Visit VOAnews.com for more. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden met Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his former political foe Abdullah Abdullah Friday to discuss Washington's support for Afghanistan as the last U.S. troops pack up to leave and government forces struggle to repel Taliban advances. Speaking in the Oval Office, Biden said U.S. support for Afghanistan was not ending but would be sustained despite the troop pullout.
There's going to be and the senseless violence has to stop, but it's going to be very difficult. But we're going to stick with you, and we're going to do our best to see to it you have the food you need.
The Ghani-Abdullah visit comes with the peace process stalled and violence raging as Afghan security forces fight to stem a Taliban spring offensive that threatens several provincial capitals and has triggered mobilizations of ethnic militias to reinforce government troops. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visited the U.S. southern border on Friday, her first visit since President Biden put her in charge of the administration's immigration policy. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris finally made her long-awaited first trip to the U.S.-Mexico border Friday, visiting El Paso, Texas.
This has been a very important trip.
Harris, designated by President Joe Biden to lead his administration's response to border issues, said addressing root causes of migration is the key.
Otherwise, we will continue to see the effects.
Harris also fought back against criticism from Republicans for visiting El Paso instead of some other border crossings hotspot.
It's here in El Paso that the previous administration's child separation policy was unveiled. And so we've seen the disastrous effects of that.
Former President Donald Trump plans to visit the area next week. I'm Mike Gracia.
The head of the World Health Organization said the COVID-19 Delta variant, first identified in India, is the most transmissible of the variants so far and is spreading in at least 85 countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the UN agency was concerned about the increasing reach of the Delta variant, particularly among unvaccinated populations.
More cases means more hospitalizations, further stretching health workers and health systems, which increases the risk of death.
The WHO has previously said that 2 doses of the licensed COVID-19 vaccines appear to provide strong protection against the Delta variant. However, it warned that lack of access to vaccine in poor countries, which have received fewer than 2% of the billion doses administered so far, makes them extremely vulnerable. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.